تاخد اول فاك خاف مش نظر اما هاو ايه في بيت افراد او افانه شئنه يقل اسيتا somebody walked through a base of path, a field, had a grave that was plowed over. But he didn't actually step on the ground. Instead, he jumped from stone to stone. And the stones that he walked on were stones that were embedded in the ground that did not move when he stepped on them. Allah Adam Vala Behema Shakaikh and Yafa taught. Or, if he didn't actually walk in the base of path, instead he traveled on the back of a person or a behema who had a lot of strength. The Adam or the behema that he was riding on was strong. In such a case, the person who was riding on the Adam and the behema is tar. As in the first case, where he did not actually step on the ground, he only stepped on stones that were embedded in the ground. In such a case, he would not be tameh, as he could not have come into contact with a bone. And in the second case, where he rode on a person and a behema that had strength, even if the person or the behema that he was riding on pushed the bone with their foot, he would not become tameh, as he was not the one that caused the Adam or the behema to push the bone, so therefore, he is taught. Ala vanim shu yacholai sita. Ala adam va'al behema shakoch an ra'a tamit. But if a person walks through a base of path and jumps from stone to stone, but the stone that he walked on would move when you step on them, in such a case he would become tamit. As maybe when he stepped on a stone, the stone moved from the weight of his foot, and the stone pushed in etzem. And by virtue of the stone pushing in etzem, he would become tamit. And he's the one that caused that etzem to be pushed by the stone. Therefore, since an etzem is metame b'masa by carrying, and so too by moving it, and he caused it to move, he would become tame from that bone. And in the second case, where he was traveling through the base of pride riding on a person or behemoth who had little strength, in such a case he would also be tame. And since the autumn of the behemoth that he was riding on had very little strength, maybe from the load on its back, in other words, since he was riding on its back, so it had a heavy load on it, that caused it to push an etzem while it was walking through the base of path. And since it was he that was riding on the Adam or the behemoth that caused the Adam or the behemoth to push an etzem, so it's as if he pushed the etzem himself, and therefore he would become tamei from the etzem that he caused to be pushed, and therefore he is tamei in that case. Hamahalek be'eretz ha'amim b'harim u'b'tzlon tamei. Somebody who traveled through Eretz Ha'amim, through lands outside of Eretz Yisrael, that the din is that Eretz Ha'amim is mitame, just like a base of pot, the soil of an Eretz Ha'amim is mitame b'mago b'masa. But he traveled only on mountains or on rocks, even so he is tame. As even though that which the Chachamim were going to, that Eretz Ha'amim is mitame, is because of scattered bones of goyim that are all over the Eretz Ha'amim. And goyim aren't normally buried in harim or slum, but since the wind might have blown over some soil from other places onto the mountains or rocks, so even when he traveled in the harim and slum, he becomes tummy. Beyond Mubashuni is taught. But if you're traveling in the Eretz Ha'amim only in the sea or in a shunis and a bluff, in such a case you are taught. Be'ezahu ha'shunis. What does the Mishnah refer to when it says a shunis? Kol makom shayam ola bezafo. Anywhere along the coast that is close enough to the yam, then when the waves of the yam are very strong, it will spill over to that part of the coast. That's considered a shunis. And if you walk there, you are taught. And just like if you travel only in the sea of the Eretz Ha'amim, you are tar. Now, there are no graves in the sea. You don't have to worry about becoming tired from the bones of a guy when you're traveling in the sea. So too, when you're traveling along the coast, since the yacht sometimes spills over to where you're walking, there's no chance that you're walking over the bones of a guy, as any bones of a guy that would have been there would have been washed away by the yacht. Somebody who buys a field in Syria, near the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Syria is north of Eretz Yisrael, and it was captured by David and annexed to Eretz Yisrael. Now, even though the Pesukim tell us that any land that Klai Yisrael captures, even outside of Eretz Yisrael, would have the same din as Eretz Yisrael. But Syria, as far as certain din, does not have the same din as Eretz Yisrael. The reason being, Chazal explained, is because David HaMelech captured Syria before the entire Eretz Yisrael was captured, so therefore, only as far as certain din are concerned, does Syria have a din of Eretz Yisrael. In Yacholi, Kanis La B'tara Taira, this person who bought a field in Syria near the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, it is possible for him to enter his field without becoming tamei. That there is no strip of land for chutzlaretz that divides the boundary of Eretz Yisrael and the field that he bought in Syria. In such a case, the field that he bought in Syria would be tar. It would not be metame like Eretz Ha'amim. As since it's the Yisrael that owns the field, and Syria, as far as certain dinim, has a din of Eretz Yisrael, since it's possible for him to enter his field without becoming tame, his field itself also will not be metame lagaret amit. And any crop that grows in his field will be chayav in meiser and in shtiyos. As far as the din of meisers and shtiyos are concerned, Surya would have a din of Eretz Yisrael and crop that grows there are chayav in meiser and shtiyos. The name of Yacholi Kanis Lavitara Tmea Vichayevet the Maestros Uvishvit. But if the field that he bought near the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, there's a strip of land from Chutzar that divides the boundary of Eretz Yisrael and his field, so he cannot enter the field Vitara, that he would walk in Eretz Amen before he gets into his field. In such a case, his field itself would also be Metame, just like Eretz Amen. But in this case also, any crop that grows there would be Chayav and Maestros and his field, so that is a din. A field that's in Eretz Yisrael, any crop that grows there is chayav maestros and ishvi. Meduay toi dekochavin tmei. Dwellings in Eretz Yisrael in which Goyim lived in those dwellings, we have to assume those dwellings are tummy. As Goyim have a tendency to bury any miscarried children underneath their dwelling, so therefore, if you enter the dwelling that a guy lived in, you have to assume that there was a napal barrier there and your tummy. Kama yisha betoichan vehei tzarech bedika. Abam yo, avo pisha eni mo isha. How long does a guy have to live in a dwelling that dwelling would require an inspection to see if a navel, if a miscarried child was buried there? 40 days, even though the guy who lived there did not have a wife, and we're afraid that the guy was mizanet with somebody, and she conceived, and it would take 40 days for the fetus to develop to the point that if it was miscarried, it would be metamic, and that takes 40 days. So if the guy lived there for 40 days, we have to be afraid that even if he's not married, there's mizanet with somebody, and that person conceived, and after 40 days, she miscarried, and now that she miscarried after 40 days, that fetus that was miscarried is metame, and that the fetus was buried underneath the dwelling, so therefore, you'd have to check underneath the dwelling to make sure that no navel was buried there, otherwise you would become tame. But if the servant of Yisrael, or an Isha Yisraeli, was guarding the gut while he was living in that dwelling, that the Eved or Isha spot checked to make sure that the gut did not bury any navel underneath the dwelling. In such a case, when you move into such a dwelling, you would not need to do a bediki. You wouldn't have to do an inspection, as even an Eved or an Isha is trusted to guard the other kachavin to make sure that he didn't bury any navel there. So therefore, bediki is not required.